Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Fortcast, the official podcast for Fort Healthcare. I am your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ENT doc and president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. And as many of you may know, this week is Nurses Week, and so I am extremely excited to have my guest on this episode of the Fortcast. Our guest today is Lisa Jensen. And Lisa is our Vice President of Nursing Services and our Chief Nursing Officer. Lisa, it is a delight to have you on this episode of the Fortcast. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. This is really going to be fun.
Well, I tell you, when it's Nurses Week, you might as well just talk to the head nurse at Fort Healthcare, and that is definitely you. So I cannot thank you enough for all that you do, Lisa. You just are so important to our healthcare delivery. You really do an amazing job helping our staff, all the other nurses, our patients, our community partners. Just thank you. And I would love it if you could just give us a little bit of background on how long you've been with the organization and a little bit about your journey at Fort Healthcare.
Sure. Well, I have been blessed to actually have been a part of Fort Healthcare for 33 years. I started my nursing profession here as a new graduate nurse, and I was a CNA for a few years during nursing school at La Crosse Lutheran, and I came here to Fort Atkinson, Fort Healthcare in 1992. I started as a medical surgical nurse and gradually went over to the intensive care unit, which I served as a staff nurse there for multiple years, 17 years probably. And during that time, though, I was able to do different things. I had lots of passions. I wanted to grow my profession in many ways, and Fort Healthcare allowed me to do that, to grow. I served in the schools as a school nurse for almost 20 years. I'm an educator. I taught nursing CNAs, certified nursing assistants, and I took on a little bit more of a leadership role during my school nurse stint with Fort Healthcare, and I was able to be the coordinator for school nursing. So it started out my leadership journey there, and then throughout that time and into infection prevention, I wore a lot of different hats. I was able to help pinch hit when our infection preventionists went out on maternity leave during the start of COVID. And I was at that time the community health and wellness manager. And then I was able to help us out with that. And then in January of 2021, I was offered the position that I'm in today, the Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President of Nursing Services, and advanced my leadership career with obtaining my master's in healthcare leadership and MBA in business. And now here I am today, and I just feel I've been serving my passion for patients and nurses, and I am able to move it even farther along in this role that I'm serving and have been lucky enough to sit in. So that's kind of my background of where I've been, where I'm going, and just excited for the future here.
Well, I tell you, I'm just going to summarize by saying you've already had a storied career and you are definitely off to a very fast start in your current role as Chief Nursing Officer. And you highlighted one thing I always like to emphasize here at Fort Healthcare is we are so supportive of people who want to grow within the organization. And, you know, it kind of warms my heart a little bit, Lisa, when I was reflecting on some of the roles that you've had and that you started out as a CNA. And as you know, it's no secret that I started out as a CNA way back in the 1990s. So I have a place in my heart for CNAs and nursing in general, because we cannot perform our job here at Fort Healthcare without our amazing nurses, and that's through multiple levels of the organization. One thing I'd like to touch base on, Lisa, is perhaps you could take us through the different nursing titles or job descriptions. I know there's a lot of them. We have RNs and then BSNs and LPNs, and if you could just tell us a little bit about the distinctive differences between those nursing roles.
Absolutely. We have registered nurses, which are RNs. We have two-year associate degree nurses, and we have also Bachelor of Science nurses here at Ford Healthcare, and we have about 172 of those RNs here. We also have licensed practical nurses. We have currently 32 of those, and their role is supportive medication administration. I think they're just the eyes and ears of the nurse. And where the RNs, I feel, are the eyes and the ears for the physician, and we carry out physician orders as RNs. We kind of lead the care team that way. And we also have advanced practice nurses, which are beyond master prepared. And we have about 18 advanced practice nurses in our organization. And we start out at CNAs. We have certified nursing assistants. While we have 39 of them, we don't have enough of them. They are our base producers, like you said. They are the people who are the direct care of our patients. They are the ground that we are able to do our safe patient care for. So I don't want to leave them out of the care team because they are a huge part. As you and I both know, Dr. Anderson, where we started our roots, my roots still passion there with educating them and keeping them on and keeping them strong and growing them. I love to see the careers of nursing start at CNAs, and then they work their way through to LPNs and then to RNs. And sometimes they even go on as advanced practice nurses. So here at Ford Healthcare, we're able to grow them, and we grow our own. I like to have that and say that we are able to provide those positions of leadership. And I just love it when I hear that. I was a CNA at one time here at Ford Healthcare, and 15, 20 years later, they're still here. That's a great testimonial of how we help grow them in their profession.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just put a little plug in there. If you're currently a CNA, or if you're a CNA with another organization and you're looking to grow, please look at us at Ford Healthcare, because we will do everything to support your growth. I think that is just the number one way that we sustain our culture. I've been with the organization for over 20 years. I feel like our culture is very supportive, team-oriented, family-oriented. And the way we sustain that is, like you said, Lisa, growing our own. And we have nursing positions all throughout the organization in virtually every single department. So there's always something for you to do here at Ford Healthcare. One thing I'd like to ask you about, Lisa, are some of the significant challenges that healthcare is facing today, especially with our nurses. What do you see as a couple of the top challenges, and not only nursing, but in healthcare?
Well, I want to take us back to pre-COVID. The American Nursing Association put out the red flag that we were going to be facing shortages in nursing even before COVID, with the baby boomers aging out and the need for healthcare with people living longer is growing. Nursing schools across the country were struggling to expand capacity and their capacity to have instructors and professors. And really, it still is expected to last through 2030. So right there tells me that we are going to continue being short of nurses for a while yet to come. But I do feel like we're gaining some traction since COVID. COVID, we had the great resignation. And honestly, people that were at the age of retirement or close to it said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. This is really hard, and I don't want to put my life at risk. And they got out. That left us with many, many years of experience leaving the field. And we're not the only ones to experience that. That happened all the way through the nation. And then the contracted labor war, as I would say, kind of started with nursing. People just wanted out, but if they were going to stay in, they wanted a little more money. Maybe they wanted a little different feel. So this was a great time for them to do that. But I like that the tide is starting to turn a little bit with being able to recruit and retention of our nursing staff here. The one thing that I'm probably going down the path here a little bit, but the one thing that I like to hone in on is some of our strengths. And we have challenges, but some of the strengths that I feel we have here, we have what we call a shared governance program at Ford Healthcare. And that is where you really start to grow your profession and you get paid a little extra incentive for doing so and being involved in the community and getting involved in our different unit-based councils here at Ford Healthcare. And just having a say as the chief nursing officer, I'm not the one that makes decisions. I'm not a top-down person. I'm a person that likes to engage the team because the direct line people are the ones that are doing it. I want to hear from them. How are things working? How are things not working? And through shared governance, they're able to make those decisions. So the nurses are making the decisions for their units and for the organization. So it comes from them. And then when it comes from them, it is more successful. And we have a very strong shared governance program. And one of the councils that we utilize is nursing retention, recruitment. And we really feel that they're the strength behind getting people here, keeping them here, that work-life balance. We like to say that we don't only have patient experience here, but we also have that positive staff experience. And I think through this, they are able to have the voice. So I am delighted about that program. We also have a pathway called the Leadership Employees Advancement Program. And that also is the base for the professional growth of the nurses. People come out of school now, you know, back when I started 33 years ago, long time ago, whew, things have changed. And when they come out of nursing school, you know, I was just a little scared. I was a little skeptical. The nurses that are coming out of school are very confident and they know what they want. And they want to grow quickly. And I think we have to keep up with those times. And through our leadership employee advancement program and our shared governance program, I think that we can help grow the nursing professions and the nurses here.
That shared governance program that you have, that just sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I love the consensus building, and there's no doubt you get much more buy-in. You know, it's so important, just like it is with physicians and or nurses. The people that are on the direct lines delivering the care, they should have a voice in our procedures, policies, and where we're going, because they're the ones physically doing the work. And one question I had for you, you mentioned 33 years that you've been a nurse now. So you were in a special program, right? You graduated when you were about 15,
Yeah, 15, that's right.
Okay, I figured it was around there. But I know you've done wonderful things in the realm of tuition reimbursement, also to support our nurses or to recruit new nurses. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I guess I'm going to even take it back a little bit than that. You know, if we have staff that want to go into being a CNA, the certified nursing assistant, starting out there, again, we like to bring them in at the beginning. If you're interested in it, then, you know, we can find scholarship money through our foundation. Our hospital foundation is very active in wanting to give money to our employees to grow their careers. So start out as a CNA, give money towards that, pay for that, get them into LPN school, and then go on to RN school. And if they want to stop wherever they want to stop, they do that. But we offer tuition reimbursement and scholarships. We have a robust program with that. So I really encourage those that are really looking for rural medicine. Sometimes when you get out of nursing school, you think you want bigger, better. I thought that's what I wanted too. I was just going to start here as a nurse and I was just going to get my feet wet a little bit. Well, I never left. I never looked. I'm 3 miles down the road. And the best thing about it is I serve the people in our community. And that's where my passion is right there with people in our community. And just so very grateful. And I think once you get here, you will also feel that as a nurse. You will feel that culture. And you get to take care of people that live in your community. So I have a strong passion for that through my career. So I've been really lucky.
I completely understand what you're saying. I've been here my whole career. I'm certainly not going to go anywhere. I will retire from here when the day comes, many years from now, hopefully. So I get it. Obviously, I'm biased, but I think rural medicine, the connection you can make with your patients in your community is special. It's different than in a large urban setting. When I think about our mission and vision, it is paramount that our nursing team is robust. They always have a strong voice. They're extremely valued in our delivery care model. One thing though, you said we're going to have shortages probably until 2030. So I know we'll meet these staffing challenges head on, and we are gaining ground towards the great work that you and your departmental leaders, your directors, managers, and coordinators all throughout the organization have been doing to build our nursing staff. Lisa, I can't thank you enough for all you do and your team members, all the nurses throughout the organization, whatever level they are, CNA, LPN, RN, APPs, they all just do an amazing job. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. They make my job very easy.
And we like to have a little bit of fun every now and then too.
We do. We do.
Which you need, especially when coming out of a pandemic. So we like to laugh with each other and try to keep things light when we can. But with that being said, so Lisa, thank you for being a guest on this episode of The Forecast.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you to all the nurses out there serving all the healthcare organizations. We just couldn't do this without each and every one of you. So very grateful, and keep up the hard work. And we are happy to have our nurses here. So if you want to be a member of our team, give me a call.
I certainly echo that sentiment. So thanks again, Lisa. And that will conclude this episode of The Forecast. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And also, please check out our full podcast libraries on our website for any other podcasts that you may be interested in. Thank you and have a great day.